Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. I hope you enjoyed that last couple segments with Jeff Butzo from Fish Lads. The guy's a world of knowledge. We didn't even scratch the surface of what he could tell us about grilling and cooking seafood. But I got another guy on the grilling line right now that is also knows a tremendous amount about cooking. He is a professional chef. He's stepped out of the kitchen now and into the corporate world and running a whole series of restaurants as what I call the CFO, the chief food officer. I don't know if that's his formal term, but at the end of the day, this is one of the smartest chefs I know, and we're lucky to have him on the line. Joining us right now is Chef Andrew Smith from the Meritage Group. Drew, how you doing today, brother?
Excellent, Rand. How you doing?
Man, I'm good. And big shout out to you. Saturday, we drug him out of bed at about 4:30 in the morning and threw him in the grilling rig and took him over to Michigan State with us. And we threw down a pretty good-sized tailgate, and it was a pleasure having you there and watching you work.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. Too bad the outcome of the game wasn't different.
But, yeah, I know. We're all Sparties, and I said that in the first segment. You know what? Hail to the victors. They won. We'll take it like a man, and we'll get back after them next year. But, Drew, I wanted to touch base a little bit for the listeners. I teed everybody up with your lamb chops, and I talked a little bit about them here with the gentleman from Carver's, and I just wanted you to, if you, without giving away too many of your secrets, give us the tips on seasoning and grilling those lamb chops, because they were a huge hit at the tailgate.
Well, thanks, Jeff. Those lamb chops are kind of a real Mediterranean-style brine that I do on them, and I do a brine and not a marinade. You know, earlier in my career, I did a lot of marinades, and, you know, marinades are really great for tougher cuts of meat that you're going to, you know, braise for a long time, that you want to break down that you know, connective tissue that's all tough and that. But, you know, most of the meats, especially a lot of the leaner meats like pork and rib meat, is fairly tender already to start with. So, you know, with the brine, what you're trying to do is just get more flavor into the meat itself. And by having that high salinity solution of the brine, you're going to get more flavor in it without making the meat all tough. And that marinade is, you know, really just a basic marinade brine of a little bit of red wine. We put some fresh garlic in there, your Italian herbs that you like to use. And I always like to use fresh on those. Little red pepper flake, lemon zest, and I put a little bit of ground sumac in that just to push that Mediterranean flavor a little bit more. Cut your lamb racks. Let them marinate overnight up to, or, you know, brine up to, you know, a day, 2 days max. And then we're just throwing them on the grill, grilling them to a nice medium rare medium, and then season them with some salt and pepper. And that's really the gist of it, you know. And that whole thing on that brine is, if you like more garlic, you like more garlic, throw more in. You know, if you like more of the herb flavor, throw more herb. You know, if you want more spice, throw more red pepper, or, you know, whatever else you want in there. So it's, you know, it's all personal in how you do those brines and marinades, you know, to your liking. So that, in a nutshell, when you're cooking those meats, is just think about, is it a tough piece of meat that you need to marinate to break down those tendons and connective tissue to make it a little bit more tender, or are you looking to, you know, just inject more flavor into it, and that's where you want to use that brine more.
Yeah, very cool. That you make it sound so easy, but there's a, you're the first guy I know that is cooking with Schumach. So, anyway, we are co-hosting with me today, Barbecue Bob's out of town, is Nick Roloffs from Gravel Bottom Brewery. Nick, after hearing Chef Andrew describe that, what came to your mind as far as a really good craft beer to put with it?
My God, there's a lot of directions you can go with that. And just listening to the different amount of spices and everything that went in there. And I think it kind of depends on very much how the individual plays with that brine marinade, as he's talking about. First thing that popped in my head with that sumac is kind of, I'm trying to remember, I remember a local brewery doing something with sumac and just being really interesting. Gut impulse, I was thinking like an amber ale, because it just, you got a lot going on with that. You just kind of want something that's going to be malty and balanced, that's going to really pair well with all the flavor that's happening there, without, again, overpowering the dish. Because I think food is always supposed to be kind of the main thing, and the beer is like the thing that emphasizes it.
Right.
The other direction you can go, and to each their own, because some people aren't really into Belgian beers and that sort of thing. But I kind of was thinking like, you know, a nice Belgian Dubbel, which can is kind of the equivalent of like a Belgian amber ale in that sense. But it's going to have a little bit more sweet notes that might key off of some of the spice that's going into that that dish with those lamb.
Yeah. Very good.
Yeah.
Awesome. Drew, I got a beer expert and I got a food expert on the line here with you. Tell us a little bit about this new restaurant that you guys have opened, because I've had the opportunity to have meals there a couple times. It's been fabulous. You've got this place in downtown Grand Rapids called The Wheelhouse. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, so, you know, The Wheelhouse opened in May of this year. And, you know, in a nutshell, it's an American-style bistro where we throw a lot of different flavors, French, Italian, Spanish food into it, American flavors. But what really makes it unique is the chef that we've got there, Andrew Alstead, who we recruited. And this guy is just uber talented and can take some of the most basic dishes and put really interesting twists on them that you're just not seeing a lot around town. And he's got a very refined palate for blending flavors together. And making very unique things. We did a dish for Art Prize, which we called the Starving Artist, which was a take on Salisbury steak, except it was amped up about 300 degrees.
Yeah.
And it was just a really cool dish. Had a lot of really great positive comments on it. You know, we're coming into cocktail week for Grand Rapids, and we've got two new appetizers that we're going to be doing that are just really incredible. He's doing a shishito pepper popper, which is basically like a deconstructed popper. Really interesting take on what people would think of your basic jalapeno poppers. And then we're doing a tuna tartar taco that is actually done in a fried taro root shell. And it's just his mind thinks a lot differently than a lot of chefs out there. And my hat really goes off to him. It's great working with him. He's like a little mad scientist back in that kitchen, and really love working with this guy. And if you haven't been into The Wheelhouse to try the food, this guy would definitely light you up and make you a believer in his style of food.
Absolutely. So, absolutely.
It's a huge restaurant. We've got 24 different beers and ciders on tap, great wine list, and the food and service and ambiance. You know, we're right next to the Van Andel Arena. It's just a perfect place to come if you're coming downtown for an event or whatever. But if you haven't been there to check it out, you got to go to check it out. And I know you haven't been there, Randy, so I think you and I are due for a little happy hour celebration down there.
You know what? I accept your offer. I have to be honest. I did sneak in there a couple times already, but I'd rather go with you, because I'm thinking somebody could direct me around the menu, and we would have a fabulous time. So I accept your offer.
All righty.
But anyway, Drew, thanks so much for your time. You've got other restaurants around, the Crooked Goose, the Twisted Rooster. Those are all around the state. So appreciate all you do and stepping up and helping the grilling guys this last weekend at the tailgate.
No problem. Anytime, Jop. Good talking to you.
All right. Very good. That's Andrew Smith. He's the corporate executive chef for the Meritage Corporation. Owns several restaurants around. Nick? We had this thing called a pork wing that he brought to the tailgate. And basically what it was is it was about a 3-inch long, 2-ounce portion of a pork rib, very tip of it. And the meat was kind of pulled down on it, and they boil them. But they boil them in a bag. The bag is being boiled, but the meat is on the inside cooking in its own juices.
Right.
So they were pre-cooked when we got them. We just rolled them in some sauce and put them on, but man, were those things a hit. But when I want to go with this is that we did kind of a sweet and a little bit of a hot barbecue sauce on those. You know what? We had two beers is all we had at the tailgate.
What were those two beers?
One was Founders PC Pils.
Okay.
And the other one was Heineken.
Okay.
Right? And it was our guest. Yeah. Right. Right. We were guests. We didn't provide the alcohol.
Right. And so, you don't, beggars can't be choosers.
Right. Exactly. But it didn't seem like either one of those were the right one for it. So lots of guys do barbecue ribs on the grill. What are you thinking, man?
Man, okay. So I think this just comes from a tradition of people being like, you know, I got my chore beer in my hand and I'm just grilling, that sort of thing. The PC Pils is not a bad option by any means. It is the lighter beer, but if you want a little more oomph, again, you're looking at color. You want a pair, so you get some spice, a good thing that stands up to spice without getting overwhelmed, obviously, and it's my go-to all the time is, you know, pick your IPA. And everyone loves, you know, two-hearted IPA and that sort of thing. And that's definitely a good direction to go in. But other than that, you know, you can take your pick. Get something like a little hued that's going to kind of match that barbecue sauce when you're looking at your beer color. And that's going to be something that kind of is a dead giveaway that you're going to be in the right direction.
Coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit more about that beer color. We got a little bonus segment coming your way. And we're going to let Nick run wild on helping you pick the best beer you can for your palate. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.